Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina is located on Highway 360, just south of West Bank Drive. Chad and Kevin are brought to you by Miller Lite.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking at about a four-hour flight time today. We've got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon Delight.
My name's Jonas. I'm carrying the will.
Thanks for all you showed us.
You damn right. Let's go hour number one on a Tuesday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing, making sure it's all running smoothly, making sure the great intros are firing. Our man Wags here as well today. Thanks to Wags and Rod, as always, for 1 to 3. By the way, if you are a fan of the band Weezer and you have not seen the Saturday Night Live skit they did over Christmas with Matt Damon and Leslie Jones, it is fantastic. Go find the episode and fast forward to, I want to say it's right around Weekend Update, maybe a little after that, but it's a fantastic episode. It's a fantastic skit. And if you like Weezer, you will definitely enjoy all the references there. I'm not even the biggest Weezer fan in the world, but I thought it was fantastic. So if you dig that, you will definitely like it. How you doing today?
What's going on with you, man?
Not a lot. Getting ready for the tournament, you know? Getting ready for... the tournament, the NCAA tournament, probably. With a little thought for tonight's NIT. Haven't had to record an NIT game in a long time. The last time was when my Aggies were in it. I think that was back in, like, God, it was like 2010, 2011. I don't know what it was.
You guys danced in there with Baroni a couple times.
I can't remember if it was all the way back to Baroni or what. You know, was there a Billy Clyde team that ended up in the NIT? I remember getting a shirt. I remember there was a movement because it was a home game that they were selling shirts for like $5. You can get a $5 shirt. So I supported the cause. I have somewhere in the house, there's some NIT shirt. But that's the last time I remember even having to care about the NIT. But we'll talk some NIT today because Texas is in it against South Dakota State. Did some jackrabbit research, and we'll get to people. Also, we got rule changes in this NIT we got to let the people know about. So there's that. Plus, I'll admit, on a personal level, kind of excited about Johnny's debut in the AAF. Picture of him got out in his uniform today. So
it's not that slow of a day. We're not getting
kind of
that,
pumped
are we?
About that. I'm just telling you.
All right, you asked how I was doing. You're excited. That's fair.
That's how I'm doing.
Just waiting for a George text right away.
No, that's not where we start today. That's just what you said. That's what
fair
I'm excited
enough.
About.
Completely fair enough. Yeah, I saw you tweet that. I didn't realize that was already done.
Yeah. He reported on Sunday.
Ready to go, huh?
Ready to rock and roll.
So, yeah, we can definitely get to. I'm excited about baseball. We'll talk about basketball. I looked at them, too. They got a couple guys who can shoot the three, including 6'9 guy. So the Texas could, I mean, this team can lose to, they've shown they can play with anyone and pretty much lose to anyone or anyone on their schedule. We'll see if this qualifies.
Yeah, if you believe in Vegas odds, I think Texas is favored by 9 in the game tonight. The home game, obviously, is part of that. Also, South Dakota State, I believe, does not have a victory against a Power 6 team. So, if you're looking for something on their schedule, the only common opponent is Grand Canyon.
Okay.
So, and Texas thrashed Grand Canyon.
They were a good three-point shooting team, weren't they?
Ooh, I can't remember.
Pretty sure they were.
South Dakota State beat them barely, like by 4 or 6 or something like that. So we'll get into that. Where do you want to start today? We got a big old deal in baseball. There's always football out there. Anything specific on your mind?
Let's start with Mike Trout.
Probably should.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Because I think this is a good deal. I've heard some people say they don't like the deal. Primarily, and I get the reason, because the Angels have just not been in the playoffs. He's been in the playoffs once. I don't think they won a game. So that's kind of a question mark. But the fact that he's getting that type of money, he deserves it. Jeff Passan had some really good stuff today. Saw him, and he talked about the $3 billion deal that the Angels have with their local TV. So that obviously
God, that's amazing. That $3 billion.
Yeah, that obviously really sets them up well and puts them in a spot to where you could probably still go out there. The luxury tax is only going to go up, much like the salary cap in the NFL. So that will continue to go up. And at some point, they're going to come together and work on this service thing so these younger guys can start getting paid without just having to sign extensions or feeling like they're in between. So there's a lot there. But with it all, with all that said, I like the deal for baseball and I like the deal for Mike Trout. As long as they can be competitive, because I want to see this guy, the best player of our era, I want to see him in the playoffs.
Well, that's the biggest key. Yeah, I mean, as they move forward, because I hear the discussion all the time about baseball marketing the stars. They don't market themselves well. Trout doesn't want to market himself well, and all these discussions.
Yeah.
But to me, the most important thing is I don't care. Like, I don't care necessarily what you think about marketing yourself. It's important for fans to see you in important games. It's important for fans to see you,
no doubt,
in playoff runs. LeBron James is not LeBron James if he wasn't in the playoffs every year. Same thing for a Kobe and a Michael and Magic. Everybody, you can't be a big name if you're not fighting for, at least kind of fighting for titles. So that to me is more important than does Mike Trout want like more endorsement deals. I think the baseball part of it should be the most important thing for him.
Well, and I think the writing's on the wall. Trout doing this when he did just shows you who Mike Trout is. He wanted nothing to do with the drama and hoopla that would have been next year with Mike Trout being. That's just not who he is, and this only backs that up. Real quiet. I haven't seen him even interviewed yet today. You know, he's probably just doing what he does. He's probably taking cuts right now.
He didn't blow up Twitter?
Didn't blow up Twitter. He's not a big Twitter guy.
Lose his mind on Instagram?
Got $430 million, and this guy's already has two MVPs, four runner-up finishes. This guy is, as long as he can stay healthy, that's the only question with him. And for us, like, you know, like we're talking about, we just hope they can build around him. We don't care about the Angels. You especially probably don't want the Angels to be good.
Correct.
But, and the Astros fans too. I mean, we've got people in this area. But for baseball, you just hope that's going to be part of that puzzle.
Yeah, now both of those teams, maybe if you even want to throw in Machado's team moving forward, but specifically the Phillies and now the Angels, they've got to be good moving forward. For the next 12 and 13 years, you can't be garbage.
You know,
you can't be meaningless for more than like a year at a time.
Yeah, and what I've talked about too is you hope the Phillies, this isn't like some 3 or 4 year run, and 5, 6 years into it, you're thinking, okay, you guys need to find different partners here.
Yeah, and it all falls apart, you know, at that point.
Or someone's trying to eat that contract and bring him in. He'll probably be a Yankee in 5 years.
So is part of
not
this...
Trout, Harper.
Was part of this the Angels getting to thumb their nose at Bryce Harper and say, you can call him all you want, but...
I'm sure a little bit.
We own his address.
I'm sure they were laughing at that. Maybe that sped it up. I doubt it. I think this has been in play and maybe... You know, Trout probably knew this meant a lot more to Harper, so I'll give you 2.5 weeks of having the richest baseball contract ever.
Right.
And now I'm going to have the richest contract an athlete has ever had.
Yeah, sports history.
Sports history.
Because today when I heard this deal mentioned, the comparisons were, yes, baseball deals were mentioned, but also Canelo Alvarez's deal.
Yep, that's one I saw.
Right, from last season. It's bigger than that. So if you have not heard those exact numbers, 12 years, $430 million is the number for Mike Trout. So he is an Angel. This is basically...
You would think he'd get better cilantro with that money.
Canelo? That's true. He'll be able to get whatever he wants.
Didn't he show up with some drug thing and he was saying like it was the cilantro down there?
Was it cilantro or oregano?
Or maybe oregano.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He was with the beef too, right? The Mexican beef problem. By the way, if you're wondering, that was me who snorted on the air. I apologize for that.
Oh, I missed it.
That was not Kevin. It was not Trey. It was not anybody else but
you
me.
You okay over
no,
there?
No, I'm good. I'm going to take that one.
So, you're good with this deal though, and it makes me feel a little bit better about kind of where we are with, you know, there's still some things that need to be solved, but... hopefully the players can kind of settle down a little bit and ease with their threats of mid-season this year. We're walking.
Yeah, I like what it says to the health of baseball, how it speaks to the health of baseball is important because there are certain guys, and really now that all three of them have deals that I'm hoping they're really happy with and they can all just settle in and get comfy, Machado and Harper and now Trout, now let's work on that next level of guys and get Keuchel and Kimbrel and all those guys happy. But yeah, I think it's great for baseball because it reminds us all that you can think what you want about baseball, you can not be a baseball fan, but when all the baseball guys tell you it's a $10 billion industry
per year,
it's $10 billion.
You can get on your Twitter polls and get on your ESPN polls and have fun with that, and there's something to that, but you're also probably targeting more towards one demographic at that point. The reality is it is a $10 billion per year industry, mm-hmm. and that there are teams like the Angels that have a $3 billion TV deal that really can swallow this and hopefully still be good.
The other thing I think that's important here, we've talked about this, when we were talking about Machado and Harper and who's a better baseball player and all that, and you can make the argument that Machado probably has a chance to be a more historic player than Harper does. Safe to say Trout is above both of them in the discussion of can he be a historic player?
Yeah, now the thing with Harper that I'll give them credit for is that Harper, it's closer in terms of their value. Because in baseball, you make money, obviously, with the TV deal, but also with asses in the seats, with the number of games, and think about the number of people that are going.
Right.
So, gate and also jerseys.
Yeah, they sell a little bit.
Apparel. Mm-hmm. So, Harper really brings that.
Yeah.
And Trout probably will, too, but he's not as charismatic. He's not the personality Harper is.
Yeah, Harper's Philadelphia jersey, the number 3 jersey, actually outsold LeBron's Lakers 23 jersey.
Right, for that period of time, after he signed.
48 hours, correct.
Yeah, right after he signed, those first 2 days.
I do like the 3, man.
The 3 looks cool.
Bambino.
The 3 looks very cool. That is good. Yeah, so some of these numbers that I had jotted down on Trout, I just love. Trout threw 1,000 games in his career, better OPS than Mays, better on base than DiMaggio, better average than Frank Robinson, better slugging than Hank Aaron, better more home runs than Ted Williams. That was through 1,000 games, which I believe was sometime during last season. But
it's good names there.
Yeah, this is a guy that if you want to try to make the argument of, well, he's just getting the money because of what? No. He's getting this money because when it's all said and done, there's going to be a nice argument to be made that he's the best baseball player that ever walked Earth.
Yeah, and we'll have to wait and see. But right now, he's the best of our era, and he's up there. I mean, if he retires tomorrow, he'll be one of the best baseball players ever.
Yeah. So congrats to Mr.
However big you want that list to be at that point.
That's true. Yeah. The question may be by the end of it, does he for sure get himself on like a Mount Rushmore discussion? And then do you want to go from there and start, splitting hairs and comparing guys? So $430 million for Mike Trout. Definitely a part of the sports landscape today. Before we go any further, let me tell you a little bit about Total Men's Primary Care. Guys, get to the doctor's office if you have not been lately. Maybe it's been a year. Maybe it's been two. The average guy actually waits 5 years between doctor's visits. We need to make it better than that. No more excuses. I've told you about it, but I'm going to keep telling you. We had a listener that went in, got checked out, and they found cancer, but they found it early. They gave him a 95% chance to recover. What if that guy waits? What if that guy comes up with the next excuse? No more excuses. Go to TotalMens.com. Find the one that's right for you. They've got 13 locations around Austin. They can literally get you in the next day. So let your efforts rise above your excuses, gentlemen. Total Men's Primary Care, the doctor's office just for men.
Viking Finch Jimmy, I'd rather see Trout with the Angels for life than in the playoffs.
That sounds like he's not an Angels fan.
Yeah,
just gonna guess.
I'm kind of getting that. My favorite stat on Trout is he has the highest active WAR since 2008. He started playing in 2011.
Jeez,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah. I heard today that if you add it all up, he's got the best WAR of anybody that ever played.
I read that. I think last year. I'm sure that wouldn't have changed.
The dude's got a better WAR than Babe Ruth.
I mean, the guy for him that would have been our dad's generation, the guy who my dad always just kind of put on a different level was Mickey Mantle.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. And because of when Mantle was before the drain incident or the sprinkler, it was a drain.
Got the foot caught and twisted
his knee
up
and all that. That he was a five-tool guy, legit five-tool guy.
Yeah.
And that's what Trout is.
Yeah.
And maybe his arm you can question a little bit, but I'm not.
So is Trout getting the comparison to Mantle or is Harper getting the comparison to Mantle?
Trout.
Definitely Trout.
Yeah, yeah.
Trout and Harper are in two different worlds.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my lifetime, there's certain those big names that come along, and Mantle's one, and my dad used to want to tell me about Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, and then you go back, obviously, and there's Babe Ruth, and there's DiMaggio, and there's Ted Williams, and all these names, and Trout deserves to be in those discussions. And again, that list I just read you, when I first saw it, I'm like, wait, what? And just they picked all these great players and said, oh yeah, through 1,000 games, he's got a better this than that guy and this than that guy. And it's just mind-blowing.
So to show you where baseball is right now, too, Jason Stark had a phenomenal tweet earlier. It said, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Nolan Arenado, $1.32 billion worth of contracts just for four guys. Tampa Bay Rays total payroll in franchise history is $1.01 billion worth of contracts for 21 seasons.
That's amazing. I heard that earlier, too. I didn't realize it was which guys it was
nuts.
For. Yeah, that's amazing. That's absolutely incredible. Four guys, more than the entire payroll of their history.
So if you're a Tampa fan and you want to call and say baseball's not healthy, we'll take it.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll take it.
It's fine. Have we had a Tampa Bay Rays fan ever?
And they still need to look to try and I mean, one of the reasons that they, you know, they don't promote market the sport. They're just now starting to, and they're so JV at it. It'd be you and me trying to do an Insta poll with my niece and your niece.
Right. So wait a
minute. Competing against them. They may be a little quicker.
They're a $10 billion a year industry, and they don't understand how to market themselves?
I mean, they don't. I saw one of the funniest tweets was whenever – it said baseball sending marketing people down to talk to Kyler Murray. This is a couple months ago. And there was a tweet back that said, holy yes, baseball has marketing people?
That know how to travel? That know how to...
No, just the fact that they have marketing people. You actually have that?
You have those people?
There's a desk for that? What are they doing?
You'll put them on a plane?
And then it followed it. It's like, anyone want to... You know, tell them to mention Lindor a little bit more. And they like started giving these names. Mookie Betts is a pretty good character.
It's like, are there more baseball marketing people or more NCAA investigators? Which right. of those two groups are
well,
bigger?
And which one gets more done?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the marketing people in baseball.
So I am curious to see what it looks like tonight. Talked to some people last night, including George. Talked to some different leaders of groups.
Yes.
And so it's a small sample size. It's like you see, we were talking about those polls earlier, but you know, you can only take those so far, depending on how much. How many people they actually talk to. I get the sense baseball is going to have more people there, though.
You get that feeling?
And I talked to some basketball people, too, and I talked to some people that go to both.
Okay.
That'll go, like Scott Wilson, that'll go to the tennis match, too.
Right. Yeah, we saw Scott the other day.
What are you doing after that? There's a checkers thing, and UT's involved, and I'm going to be there.
You think Scott Wilson's been to a Quidditch match? What do you think? Does he love him that much?
I bet you he did once he found out they're like two-time national champions. I mean, he just felt like, I don't know what it is, but I have to, right?
Yeah, I believe it was four in a row, by the way.
I know, but,
be
I'm,
fair to
but,
your group.
But I'm saying at two, I bet
oh,
you.
Oh, at two, he
oh, no,
jumped
no, no,
in.
I think he got on the, I think he would have been like a Bulls fan like in 90, maybe three or six.
You think he hopped on the broom halfway through that?
He hopped on the broom there. Well
okay.
done. Well
fair
done.
Enough. Fair enough. Okay, so George, the baseball fan, I always think of as a baseball guy. You think George is going
to
be at the dish?
He goes to basketball games too, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be at the dish.
He'll be at the dish. Okay.
Talk to some other people that usually would go basketball. They're so fed up. And a lot of it, too, is like people are upset if Shaka's going to be around.
So they don't want to see
it's
it.
It's just a weird feeling with the UT fan base in basketball right now.
So you're telling me, like, deep down they wouldn't want to see a couple victories, maybe inch a little closer to Madison Square Garden?
No, they didn't say that. They just don't want to be there.
Okay. They don't want to have to see it.
Yeah. Right. And I think they're just fed up. But I've also talked to some people that are just really good fans, and I'm not saying you're not a good fan if you're not, because I'm not going, but that also are like, you know what, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go to support the kids. It could be Dio's last game here.
Kerwin Roach,
yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 8 o'clock tonight, of course. And so we got a full show. We'll be updating you on baseball towards the end of the show. And obviously, yeah, you have your choice to head on out to the Dish or the Irwin Center. Both of them will be on the app for you. The Horn Austin in your app store. You can follow both.
I don't like where this is going, and I don't like where this movement's going, but it could help out a Texas receiver. I'm sure you saw the news already.
I'm not sure.
Tate Martell cleared?
No.
Okay, I heard it coming in that he's cleared to play.
He got the yes, and Tate Martell's Miami now.
Now, Miami, right, coming from Ohio State, so does that mean that Brew McCoy? I mean, it only seems like there's a better chance he would get cleared.
Well, and yeah.
Like I said, overall, I don't like where that's going. For Brew, it would be a good thing, and for Texas.
Right, for Brew and for you as a Texas fan, what you do like is this overall number we keep hearing. They're at a 79% clip saying yes.
Oh, it's like giving out driver's license here. You know, I mean, obviously some of these people probably didn't do well on that test.
I'm going to tell you what, I did not realize that Justin Fields showing up on campus could be considered such a hardship. But apparently
it's a hardship.
Is. Apparently it's such a, just like if you're Brew McCoy, my God, he's got a whole different ingredient with the coaching thing.
Well, we talked about it at the time. I think it's their way. They're going to do everything they can, and they're going to give as many cookies out as long as they don't have to make the steak.
You're probably right. Well, and the thing I
have another bag of Cheetos.
The thing I keep wondering is, are they just?
And we know what the stake is.
The money
actually paying
that they might want to be. Yeah. I just wonder if it's a situation where they're not saying it out loud, but they're thinking to themselves, one time, you can do this once in your career, and we'll give you the easy way in. If you try this again, we'll really dig in, and we won't give you the hardship. But one time, we'll let you have it.
Okay, but that's like one of those things. If you ever heard a buddy call you, dude, you got to get down to the whatever. But if it's government owned, get down to the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, if you whatever it is, they're giving away, you know, free licenses or registrations. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to pay the $70. Whatever it is, you're like, well, how come I didn't know about this? This should have been. Like, you need to state that. Like,
clear.
You need to come out and say, this is what we're doing now.
I agree. No, I agree. I just wonder if that's what's happening. The NCAA is so not clear with everything, right? They're so muddled with their thinking. I just wonder if deep down, that's kind of what it is. They hear the story of it, I wonder if they didn't even need the details of Justin Fields. Like, Justin and his lawyers walk in with all this stuff about, okay, let me tell you about this day where a guy shouted, and they
you're good.
Well, easy. Jay, what are you doing? Calm down. A lot of paperwork. Appreciate it. You're good.
Stamp.
And you're out. You know? It's like, no, we understand. We feel your hardship. We don't even need to hear your story. But no, you're right. That could be really good. Brew McCoy's looked good already in practice. So, Longhorn fans, that's a good piece of news.
This is Ryan G. coming in here, and this is interesting. If you could somehow show everyone that you were only supporting the kids, not Shaka, then I think there'd be more folks at the drum. And I think Ryan's right about that. And I'm not gonna sit here and for 4 hours trying. You and I don't need to shrink that up too much and be like, what kind of a fan are you? Everyone has their right to to spend their money the way they want to.
And I think those feelings were there at the end of the Charlie Strong run.
Yeah,
where fans were trying to separate that out and say, I don't want the players to think that I don't love Texas anymore, and I'm trying. I don't want, you know, that kind of stuff. But they're thinking, it just may be time. I'm still interested in how this all plays out because I still feel like, you know, in the end, tonight kind of feels like to me it's Jim Carrey and what's her name in the bedroom. Are you saying like 1 out of 100? More like 1 out of 1,000,000. So you're telling me there's a chance. Shaka has to coach this game thinking there's a shot. Because otherwise, I think they would have said no to the NIT. If they win this game by 10 or 15 and then win another game and then, you know, get a little closer to Madison Square Garden, I don't think CDC completely puts it out of his mind that he could be back.
Oh, no, I don't either. I think that's still up in the air. And, we're going to have Johnny on later, bitter white guy. And I think he's still kind of at the same spot if they find that soft landing spot. Phil Martelli's gone. Could St. Joe's be that spot? Mm. We've talked about Wake Forest, possibly Virginia Tech if Buzz Williams leaves. Those are the kind of schools that could be a possibility. But two of those schools need to get rid of a coach.
You know,
we don't know about the Danny Manning thing because Wake Forest is private. We really don't know anything. I mean, I've heard rumors that it's like a $25 million deal. There's no way they could get out of it. And they really got bamboozled on that one because I've heard that Bill Self wanted Danny Manning out, you know. Heard this from multiple people.
So Wake Forest,
including again.
So Wake Forest
recently
is trapped by a whole bunch of money, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
with Manning?
With Danny Manning.
Okay,
but apparently Self was trying to, like, he wasn't a great recruiter and was trying to get him to go get a job, Autry Denson style this year.
Interesting. Okay. All right. We'll definitely talk some hoops today. Longhorns getting ready for the NIT. Longhorn baseball getting ready for a big one against Arkansas. We'll give you that matchup coming right up and let you know who the Longhorns are going with as a pitcher. Then Rod Babers jumps in with the Longhorn Insider segment. segment, we'll ask him about that story on Tate Martell and what could it mean for Brew McCoy. That is coming up also on a Tuesday. If you're trying to figure out your bracket, Chris Raybon of the Action Network will join us at 5 o'clock, tell you how the Action Network can help you fill out your brackets. And then Bitter White Guy, as Kevin mentioned, will join us at 6 to talk Longhorn basketball. This is The Horn.
Getting started on a Tuesday. Trey, what do you got?
This is a band that I'm guessing the name is pronounced Pal. It's P-A-L-A-Y-E, Royale, but I like the title of the song. That's why I'm playing it, Chad. Mm-hmm. Dying in a Hot Tub is the title of the song.
Fantastic. All right, hope you're having a good Tuesday. A couple things to remind you. The next couple days, Rod Baber's going to be out at 7-Eleven La Frontera tomorrow, La Frontera Boulevard up in Round Rock. That is going to be for the Rodcast, 1 to 3. Remember, any 7-Eleven fresh sandwich, only $1 with the 7 Rewards program, and any registered member of the 7 Rewards is also going to get any fresh sandwich for $1 all week long. So check that out. Also, check us out at Twin Peaks on Thursday. That is how we get started with the tournament. And it's not just us. You're going to have Trey and BK, then Rod's show, then our show. So make your excuses, play hooky, and come out and watch the first day of the tournament with us. There's just always something about that excitement of those first games getting started. And we will be at Twin Peaks in Round Rock. So come play hooky with us. If you don't have your plans set, get your plans and make it to hang out with us. All right, let's get you a little Big Three here. Got a lot of interesting stories today.
The Big Three. The Big Three brought to you by ChristopherWaters.com. Call Chris Waters today at 512-649-4000 to get your home sold guaranteed.
It's still coming out, Trey. I love popping blisters.
Wow. All right. It's still coming out would be what, pus?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really pus.
Or whatever that
more,
is.
Yeah, liquid.
Blood, liquid stuff. All right. Where was this blister?
Right here. See?
Oh.
See that, baby?
Is that a video game blister?
Or how dare you? That would be on the other side.
Oh, okay.
This is a cooking blister.
Oh, a cooking blister.
Yeah, some oil caught me.
Oof, that's not good.
Yeah.
Other than
that, you know what, though? It was worth it. It was worth it. Yeah. I knew a kid, Ivan Stout, who used to stick his forearm into ant beds. Because he liked popping the pus so much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is he, like...
He's out of jail now.
Behind bars?
No,
right
no I don't think he ever was. I didn't mean
wow.
to... No, I liked Ivan. He was a strange cat.
That's a...
But he's a good dude.
I never heard of that. That's a crazy level of sickness.
Yeah.
Man. All right, let's start with a little baseball. We talked about Mike Trout's $430 million deal. Unbelievable stuff there. Texas baseball getting ready for a little two-game set with Arkansas. Tonight is game one at 6:30, 6:15 pregame. Remember, it's on AM 1260, 101.9, and the app, because we've got Longhorn basketball here on 104.9 for you. It's Jack Neely going for Texas. He is a 6'9 freshman out of San Antonio Churchill. No record yet. He has not had a start. This will be his first start, had four appearances, 6.23 on the ERA. He is a right-handed pitcher. He will face a lefty named Patrick Wicklander for Arkansas.
Yeah, and I mean this to both teams. We actually had a Texas pretty funny. Guys, sorry, but my Hogs are going to beat the hell out of y'all. Well, you have recently, so I understand why you'd say that. But they both have big series coming up, and they're in conference play. So you're going to get 4 and 5 guys. It'll probably show you more of the depth of kind of where your rotation is.
Yeah, a Johnny Allstaff game. Find out Johnny how good your Allstaff is.
Yeah, but Jack Neely is obviously, and I'm sure Arkansas is doing the same thing. It's like, well, we're not going with our Friday guy who's lights out.
Also, guys that cut very different silhouettes. I mentioned Jack Neely, 6'9". Patrick Wicklander, 6'1". So two different ways to deliver the baseball. Texas basketball and South Dakota State tonight. NIT round one, 8 o'clock, 7:30 pregame right here on the Horn. If you want to know a little something about South Dakota State, their leading scorer's name is Mike Daum, D-A-U-M. They call him the Dominator.
That's a 6'9 kid.
Not making that one up. Yes, the 6'9 forward from Kimball, Nebraska. He is, and I'm not kidding here, the 9th all-time scoring leader in college basketball history.
Mm-hmm.
He's number 9 on the all-time list there. Last year in the tournament, they lost to Ohio State, and he had 27 in the effort. He averages 25 and 10. So definitely look for Mr. Dom in the game tonight. Longhorns got to deal with him. Play-in games tonight, Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M. The winner will be a 16 against Gonzaga. That's about 540 or so. And then Temple and Belmont will follow. That winner gets to play Maryland as an 11 seed in a, I believe that's a 6-11 matchup with Maryland. And those games are on True TV. If you're on Spectrum, that is channel 57. And one other quick one, since we're talking college hoops, Chuck Person has pled guilty and will avoid a trial. That means none of the four coaches that were charged so far in the FBI probe will go to trial.
Damn it.
He's got to pay a little over $90,000. He will be sentenced July 9th. They are thinking that all four of these coaches will get sentences that are months and not years, but we will find out a little bit later. The other three guys are awaiting their sentencing. Now Chuck Person's going to end up getting his. All right.
Well, I really wanted to actually see them go to trial, because that was why we wanted to maybe hear some of these wiretaps and, mm-hmm. and hear some of the evidence that we haven't got yet.
Yeah, that at least for now, that won't happen. But
getting
we'll
back
see.
To another one of those, Mike Dom, we talked about him, obviously the 6'9 guy. David Jenkins is another guy who can definitely shoot it. I mean, they've got two guys, or at least one guy, yeah, because who's the other guy? He's hit 82 threes. Jenkins has hit 109 threes, and he's taken 237 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they shoot it, and they shoot it at 41% as a team.
He's shooting 46% as Johnny and I were talking about it last night. He's like, man, that's like A.J. Abrams numbers right there. That's stupid.
Yeah, it's definitely got to get out on that three-point line. Longhorns are going to need to chase some jackrabbits off of the three-point line if they have a chance and deal with that 6'9 forward. So Dylan Osadkowski, you better be ready tonight because there's no Jackson Hayes. Sims obviously has got to be ready to go as well down low. So we'll definitely talk about that game as we roll along. Let's bring Rod Babers in, the Longhorn Insider segment. Rod, we mentioned it a little earlier. Tate Martell gets good news. He is cleared and ready to go at Miami. Mm. And so another big name gets a yes. I can't remember the last guy that heard a no in the transfer situation, but probably good news for Brew McCoy.
But it is the NCAA.
So it is the NCAA,
they
but
they have been crazy before.
Well, yeah, but usually you can follow their crazy. You know what I mean? The NCAA, you can follow their crazy.
You dated more strippers than I did, so I'm going to trust you.
I did. You know what I mean? I'm attracted to crazy. It's a little bit there. Don't tell my woman that.
We all
but,
are.
Yeah. But, I mean, think about it. What is it? Close to 80% of these guys who've applied for the hardship waiver have gotten it. And yeah. Even the coaches have openly and outspokenly criticized the NCAA, saying, whoa, it's way out of control. We thought you guys were going to, you know, grin. You know, 50% or 40%, you're at 80% basically. If you ask for a waiver or request one, it's a good chance you're going to get it unless your excuse is just, I mean, you made up something like you can't go there because you're scared of UFOs and you saw a UFO yeah. the other night. Other than something like that.
It's turned into Cali when they first
yes.
legalized weed and you had to go to a doctor and say that.
Got headaches.
I got headaches.
Oh, I can't sleep.
But you couldn't
insomnia.
Just go there and say, I want to get hot.
Weed.
Right. But
yeah.
outside of that, you were getting it.
You're good. And I think it's a great way to compare it, because I think the NCAA at this point, and you guys have brought it up too, they're just trying to give more power to the players. We've seen that in a lot yep. of different ways. As long as they can avoid the unionization of college sports,
mm-hmm.
I think they're cool with just getting these guys more and more rights, more and more privileges and liberties. And I think it's the right thing to do. And I know you guys don't agree with it, but you know, if the NCAA really wanted to take a stance for student athletics and amateurism, they would tie this thing to GPA, and they won't do it. They
no,
won't
no,
do
no.
It.
I'm with you on that.
They won't tie it to GPA.
I think yeah. that's a brilliant idea.
Go
I'm totally
say,
with
you know,
it.
3-point, or like you guys say, I think Jeff threw this out. One mulligan. You got one. At least state what the process is. Right now,
right.
we're looking
I like
at
the GPA thing.
I like the GPA thing, too.
If you're, if you're carrying a certain GPA, you can transfer every year if you want to.
Anytime you want
right.
to. Because then all these young men will start going to class. Because they would like the flexibility and they want the liberty of being able to transfer when they want to. So you can totally shift the prioritization of academics, and you won't do that because they're cowards, number one. So don't get me started on that.
Right.
But the point is, Brew McCoy will get the transfer. I said at the time, it's happening.
Oh, it's
every
happen
coach,
now,
people
yeah.
I've talked to behind the scenes
yeah,
are very
it?
Confident that he'll get it. Now, does he have a lawyer? I'm sure he does because it's UT. But if he doesn't, I would recommend that a lawyer is the one that should take him through the process, because that's what Tate Martell and Shea Patterson and Justin Fields. That's what all they did.
Our school has that covered.
I hope so.
You think?
Because Justin,
we've got a couple.
Justin Fields
that have done well. Yeah.
Justin Fields and Shea Patterson hired the same lawyer. You got a lot of lawyers now that they specialize in this thing. They specialize in, because Travis Leach is one, Thomas Mars is one, Shea Patterson, Justin Fields, Tate Martell, all hired lawyers. And the NCAA hates lawyers.
Yeah. It was that Ole Miss guy, right?
Yes. There's one from Ole Miss. There's one from Arkansas or something.
Arkansas, right, yeah.
And the NCAA hates lawyers because lawyers interpret things differently. And if you want the NCAA to really start acting paranoid, wait till every guy who needs a hardship waiver starts hiring a lawyer to interpret the language. They go, oh, holy hell.
But
no,
I think that's unfair.
Let's just give it to them.
Because not every guy can afford a lawyer.
This is very true. It's a good point. I don't know how that works out. The school can help you with it. I don't know how that works
out.
Yeah,
but if the guys with the lawyers are able to define hardship the way they're defining it,
then maybe
it's going to help all kinds of guys that don't have lawyers.
Yeah. Oh, no, look, I'm fine with it. The funny thing is, you're the ex-player, and
right? you've
said you don't want to get to the point where we have to give them compensation. To me, all this is feeding them appetizers and feeding them as much as you can without cooking them the lobster or the steak.
Well, the NCAA won't cook the lobster or the steak.
I know.
Because right? they're just a-holes and D-backs. I mean, like we said, EA Sports has already agreed that they would love to play, to actually make the college football game, the NCAA college football game, and pay the players and put it into a escrow account till after they graduate. Whatever the NCAA wants to do, the EA Sports said, we're on board to do it. And the NCAA said, no.
Well, we
do not want to pay these players. We do not want to pay them a
damn
thing.
We had Ed O'Bannon on the show.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
A year ago, and Ed pretty much broke it down. I said, Ed said, I'm cool with EA, and EA is cool with me.
Yeah.
He said, there's one entity in this situation, one group that isn't playing.
That doesn't want to evolve.
And it's NCAA. Right.
And it's NCAA. And yeah. it wouldn't even come out of their pockets. It's like, so that's how stubborn the NCAA is about paying players, guys. They wouldn't have to pay them a damn thing.
Exactly. And why?
Sports
and why?
Will take care
because
of it.
They're still trying to run this
amateurism.
Ruse and this. Right, right.
This antiquated
that, this, that there's
amateurism.
Not a lot of money being made off this.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous.
You're going to make $900 million, close to $1 billion off of the tournament alone in 3 weeks. So
you know how
don't give me that.
Right. And, and that's not even the popular one. College football is so damn popular.
Yeah.
You make more money off college basketball. I understand the NCAA
exactly,
does.
Yeah.
But college football is...
Oh, no, it's I mean, other than the NFL.
It's ever been.
Yeah,
right.
That's not a more lucrative entertainment industry in America than football, period. But in short, Brew McCoy will get the waiver. He deserves it. If he doesn't, can you imagine the hell that Longhorn fans are going to rain down on the NCAA?
Well, right.
Forget
you gave this guy
that's
a
when,
transfer.
That,
and that
that's
guy
when the lawyers will step up.
That's when, yeah, one of those guys with their names on a building over there. Well, like, you know,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
going to pro bono Brew McCoy's services here.
Forget every other guy in this discussion. Forget Justin Fields. You just put the Tate Martell thing right next to Brew McCoy. There's no way he gets a no. Because we all know what Tate Martell's argument is. It's the simple argument. It essentially is, I want to get high. To smoke the pot. And then this is, dude came in, I didn't want to compete, I want to go compete with Nikosi Perry versus this kid.
Right.
McCoy's got an extra layer or two on top of that.
Yeah,
he's got the extra layer with coaches, but also you could say, man, I was just here for a week. He was there for a year, and at any point probably should have realized, okay, I can go.
But I don't know what his lawyer is actually going to use as the reason for the hardship, but I guarantee you Urban Meyer's on that thing somewhere. You know, the coaches, all that, why not? You know, like, whoa, Urban Meyer, man, that guy, you know, he's on there. I was like, why? Well, because he's cricket, you know. You can say whatever you want in the hardship waiver, like, rationale, as long as you got a decent reason, as long as it's not completely laughable. So you're right. I think Brew McCoy actually, I think has a really good, I think he's got a really good point that his coach, the guy that recruited him there, the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, was only there for 1 week, which is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, and then he turned. Yeah, you know what I heard Tate Martell use to turn him? He took a picture of five girls in Columbus, Ohio, and then he took a picture of five girls on South Beach. And they stamped that bad boy.
All right,
right
we
away.
Understand. We get
you.
Hey,
we got
you, yeah,
man.
There's one you get to see women in bikinis every day, and in the other one you get to see women in overcoats. Easy choice.
That's Rod Babers, weekdays 1 to 3 with the Rodcast. We'll grab him at 4:30, talk some more. Football reports are out that the Cardinals are now meeting officially with Kyler Murray and maybe talking about that number one pick. Coming up next in the crap bag, there are new rules in place tonight when Texas is in the NIT. We will give you the long and the short of it coming up on the Horn.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, your tailgating headquarters with a Texas-sized selection of lower-priced everything. Cheers to savings. Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
This segment brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, your one-stop shop for sporting goods, hunting, fishing, and camping equipment.
Statement just released by the NCAA saying, we made the decision on Tate Martell because we took a good close look at the Miami quarterback situation, and we felt sorry for... No, that's not true. That's not it at all. Couldn't hurt because now that competition is pretty much all Tate Martell's. But if you missed it, Tate is now good to go at Miami. And, of course, if you're a Longhorn fan and you're hoping that Brew McCoy gets the same news, this could not have hurt Brew McCoy's opportunity to get that same news. So Tate Martell is eligible as of today. All right, so Longhorns in the NIT tonight. We told you yesterday there are rule changes that take place in this year's NIT, so I figure the crap bag might be a good place to go over some of those. The first thing you will notice, two things you'll notice right away, is that the three-point line and the lane are different. So three-point line's going back. They're going to extend it 1 foot and 8 inches, so it goes back to 22 feet 1.75 inches. I'm not kidding. It is the FIBA length, so international basketball three-pointer will be in effect, so look for that. Also, the lane itself is going to get wider. It's going from 12 feet out to 16 feet. That's NBA width, so you'll have an NBA width lane. Those are the two big things you'll see. The other thing you will notice is they're going to play with some shot clock rules that they're using in the NBA today. The shot clock is going to reset to 20 seconds off of an offensive rebound and not go back to 30 seconds. I believe the NBA's number is 14 that they reset to. So you're going to have the shot clock reset there. Also, and we've talked about this a little bit on the show in the last few years, but it feels, Kevin, like they're trying to experiment with maybe heading towards quarters in men's basketball instead of halves, because they're going to go with the team fouls are going to reset every 10 minutes. At the 10-minute mark, they'll reset. There are no one-and-one free throws, just like in the women's game right now. Two shots after the fifth foul of each 10-minute segment. That's essentially what the women are doing. Two shots after the second team foul under 2 minutes. There's some other rules there on under 2 minutes and overtime. I won't get into all that. But those are the basics that you will look for tonight in the NIT for the last 3-4 years. They experiment with the NIT to see if they like some rules. So this is what they want to look at this year.
Yeah, they use it kind of like baseball does, the independent leagues and some of those other leagues, the minor leagues. And I was talking to some people last night, and yeah, it is more kind of going to quarters. Every other basketball league plays in quarters, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. But the resetting will be something you definitely have to look at. And then obviously the extended three-point line, does that deter guys who shouldn't be taking threes? Does it spread the court out a little bit? There are some things that we'll definitely have to keep an eye on.
Do you get more room in the middle, right? Once it's spread out, are players taking advantage of those cutting lanes and passing lanes?
Right.
one guy I want to see in that, I'm not sure if I'm going to look in on the game or not, but that kid at Campbell, that's a big-time scorer. That's kind of a slashy guard kind of guy. I wonder if a guy like that is going to take advantage of it in the NIT, because I know Campbell didn't make the tournament, but a lot of people are, you know, he's one of the names that people will follow in the NIT. We'll see if they do anything with these rules. So that'll be in place tonight when Texas takes on South Dakota State. And we told you a little bit about South Dakota State. If you didn't follow their story, why would you have? But they were they're 24-8 coming in. They would have been, they're one of those teams that's supposed to be in the tournament, technically. They're a one seed in their league. They are the first ever team in their league that was a one seed to lose to an eight. Excuse me, that had never happened before in their conference. So Western Illinois took them out, and South Dakota State, they did what, if you're a Longhorn fan, you hope they'll do tonight. They were really bad from beyond the arc. They shot 5 of 20. From the field. That sound familiar, Longhorn fans? Yeah, we've seen those numbers before. 25% as a team from beyond the arc in that game, and they were 65% from the line. But that is not normally what they do. This team is a pretty good shooting team. 50% from the floor overall. They shoot 41% as a team from three, and they shoot 78% from the line. as a team. So going in, we told you about Mike Daum, 6'9 forward. You got David Jenkins. He's a 6'2 guard. He averages 20 points a game. And you've got Skylar Flatten that is averages 16 a game. Both Jenkins and Flatten shoot 44% or better from beyond the arc. So look for those guys to try to shoot from outside. A kid named Tevin King is their point guard. He's a senior. So Flatten, King, and Daum are all seniors. And I read an article on this team today that when they lost to Western Illinois, when they lost this game that historically the number one seed has never lost, instead of getting real down about it, they immediately got right back up and started talking to the media about the NIT. We want to go make a statement. We want to go have a run. We want to give these seniors something to go out, go out on a good note. So maybe something to pay attention to tonight. Will they be ready to go? Will they be motivated? Motivation is always a key in this tournament. Yes, Texas is a two seed, but a lot of times those ones and twos, most of the time the one and two seeds, they're teams that wanted to be in the tournament, and they're just not. So where will Texas's mindset be going in? Also, back to this Mike Daum kid, the best player they have. Again, ninth on the all-time scoring list. He hits 37% from beyond the arc, and he's taken a few. He's 64 out of 174. So it'd be interesting to see if they use him, if they pull him away from the basket a little bit, pulling either Osadkowski or Sims away from the basket, and how much will Texas miss Jackson Hayes tonight when it comes to rebounding. That could be big. But Mike Daum is the star of this team, 6'9 forward for South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits out of the Summit League is who the Longhorns are taking on tonight. And again, you got those new rules in with the NIT. We will bring you the action at 8 o'clock, and that is a 7:30 pregame for you here on 104.9, on 101.9, on AM 1260, and of course on the app, you will get Texas baseball taking on Arkansas. And speaking of college basketball, one quick happy birthday to throw out. The late, great Guy Lewis would have been 97 years old today. If you're a U of H fan or you just remember Phi Slamma Jamma and all those great teams, Guy Lewis, by the way, old school, is Houston. He played there as well and then coached there and obviously came so close in 1983. He died back in 2015. So rest in peace and a big shout out and a happy birthday to Guy Lewis. Coming up, it's your 4 o'clock hour. Longhorns in the NIT. Longhorns playing baseball. Which game are you going to go to? Plus, there's plenty of football out there, including the Cardinals meeting with Kyler Murray today in Oklahoma. That and more coming up on the Horn.